Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, November 7th, 2025, and we have a great mix of blockchain and Web3 technologies headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Web3 Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, partners with Rodney's Comedy Club to launch VerifyU Joke Token and 8AR in live entertainment. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in data monetization, credentialing, and digital engagement, has partnered with Rodney's Comedy Club to introduce a first-of-its-kind integration of its VerifyU, Joke Token, and 8AR technologies. This collaboration transforms live comedy into an interactive, data-driven experience, making Rodney's the first U.S. venue to issue verifiable digital credentials for performers and fans. Using blockchain-based joke tokens, talent is rewarded and direct audience participation is fostered. DataVault AI's AO sound-based data technology connects stage performances to digital platforms in real time, enabling secure monetization, joke copywriting, and fan engagement. CEO Nathaniel T. Bradley said the initiative democratizes the stand-up landscape, empowering comedians to protect their work and earn from their craft in a Web 3.0 ecosystem where sometimes laughter is the best education of all.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.